I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins. I'm Bart Winkler. Chuck Freeman joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Longtime NFL head coach, coordinator as well. Wade Phillips joins us. Wade Phillips with the new book out, Son of a Bum, talking about the history and what he's learned from his father and then how he applied that throughout his life. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Coach, good to talk to you. Thanks for a couple of minutes. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hope everybody stays safe, that's for sure.
Yeah. How's your life been the last several weeks as you're trying to, like the rest of the country, work through this virus?
Well, I'm not doing nothing, and I don't start till noon.
Oh, that's the best way to do it. We're done by noon. That's the way to cope. But I understand, though, we just talked. You've been coaching since 1969, probably longer than most of our listening audience has been alive. But you
there
still,
you
and I love it, you still want to keep on coaching, too, don't you? Even though we last saw you with the Rams as their defensive coordinator, but you still want to coach again next year.
Yeah, I love what I do. I think I can help someone. Actually, the last 5 years probably been the most successful of my career. With two teams, we won, I think, 57 games and been in two Super Bowls and hadn't had a losing season. I mean, with teams that weren't winning. So, I feel like I can help somewhere.
Wade Phillips, the book is Son of a Bum, and it's out now.
Yeah, wait a minute now. It's not Son of a Bum. He wasn't a bum. It was Son of Bum. He said as long as you didn't put A or Z in front of it, it's okay.
Son of the Bum got vetoed. Son of a Bum got vetoed. Son of Bum, of course, the legendary Bum Phillips. Now tell us about why you thought it was important to, because everybody's got a relationship with your dad. I mean, yours was more on a public forum. Why was it important to get that down into words?
Well, I wanted to honor him first of all, and then because it was public, I mean, people knew, people knew something about him. Some people had heard about him, some people hadn't. But he's the last coach, or maybe the only coach that's going to roam the sidelines in the NFL with a cowboy hat on and cowboy boots, you know. So everything been corporate, everything's changed to corporate since those days. So he was an interesting person, a great, I felt like obviously a great person, and a great teacher of football. So I thought it'd be interesting.
And he coached those, I love those Houston Oilers teams of the 70s, Dan Pastorini, Billy White Shoes Johnson. In fact, Billy White Shoes, how did he feel about Billy White Shoes Johnson? Had when he scored a touchdown, whether it was on a return or a touchdown catch, he had an end zone dance that he did. He was like one of the first guys to do the end zone dance, and he played for your dad.
Yeah, he was. He was. I think he probably was the first one. The first one I know of. And when I was there, Billy was a character. I mean, he was and a lot of those guys in those days, were characters. But anyway, Billy had run it all the way back, and then he'd start moving those legs in the end zone, and everybody enjoyed it. So it was a fun thing to do, and it started a trend.
When you were growing up, you follow with your dad there and you coach with him. Was there any other option for you, or did you know pretty early on that you had to be around football and you wanted to be a coach?
Well, I loved football, and I knew what coaches did, and I, but my senior year in college, I was playing football, and I was playing linebacker. And I went to the San Diego Chargers training camp where my dad was coaching. And I saw the linebackers there, and I realized that I wasn't going to be playing football anymore after the next season. So that's when I started thinking about, well, what am I going to do? Well, I knew about coaches. I knew what they did, and I love football. So I thought, well, that's the direction I'm going to go.
All right. A few years ago, when Ted Thompson took over the general manager reins of the Packers, and Ted played for your dad down in
Houston. He played for me, yeah. I coached him.
Yes, yeah. Yes. He played for your dad when your dad was the head coach, but he played for you, yes.
He was a linebacker on that team, and I coached the linebacker. So.
Yeah. So tell us, how was Ted as the player, and did you ever see future general manager in Ted?
Yeah, Ted was a smart player. Not a great athlete, but no offense to him, but my dad had had him at SMU. My dad was coaching at SMU, and so when he got the head coaching job with the Oilers, and Ted came out, well, he signed him. So he knew him pretty well. And then Ted came in, and he was the backup linebacker, but he was solid. He had to be our backup kicker. In one game, our kicker got hurt, and he had to kick all the extra points, which it was a close game, so he had to make every one of them. And he didn't have in those days, he was a straight-on kicker. So, but he ended up making them, so that tells you a lot about him.
And you interviewed for the head coaching job in Green Bay when Ted got the GM job when Mike Sherman was fired?
I did, yeah, I sure did.
Did you think you had a good shot at it, and were you close in it? Did you think you were going to get the job?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, when Mike Sherman was fired, yeah, that's when it was.
yeah, Mike Sherman was
fired. I didn't know. I didn't know. You never know. So, I had a good background, and I knew Ted, but that didn't get me in. So, they did all right after not getting me, for sure.
Wade Phillips joining us, Son of Bum, the book, and you can pick that up wherever books are sold, probably online shopping at this time. And again, you've got, the best thing for authors right now is books are hot. As people are, sitting at home, and this is a great subject matter with the life of Wade Phillips and his father. So the last full-time head coaching gig you had was with Dallas. McCarthy, who then comes after you after that interview and gets that job, with Jerry Jones now, what advice would you have for Mike McCarthy now that he's coaching the Dallas Cowboys, a position you know all too much about?
Hold on to your hat. No, he's a good coach. So, and Jerry, the difference is Jerry's the general manager, which, normally the owner isn't the general manager. So, now, of course, Green Bay is a unique place too. So, but you don't have to go through the general manager to get permission or whatever to sign a player or draft a player, all those things. You just talk directly to Jerry. So, that's a good thing about it is, if you want something done, you go right to the guy that can get it done.
Wade, your last job, Wade Phillips here on The Fan, was with the Rams. And there's sort of been people and teams following the trend of where you were in control of the defense, from what we know, and then Sean McVay, the coach, but took more of the offensive side. And you kind of see that in Green Bay now, where Matt LaFleur is the coach, but really a lot of the defensive stuff he's given over to Mike Pettine. Is that the formula for a winning success now, where the coach maybe focuses on one side of the ball and he's got the other guy to focus on the other? Or should the coach let the two coordinators do what they need to do and then be that overseeing figure? What do you think works better in today's NFL?
Well, I know I like the defensive coordinator being able to run his side of the ball, but as far as the other part, You know, it's been done both ways and been successful both ways. You know, to have two coordinators run it or the coach run one side of the ball. It just depends on the coach and really what his skills are, and if he's really, you know, if he's really great at one side of the ball, he probably should stay on that side.
It's an interesting topic matter. Son of Bum, Wade Phillips. You can check out that. I mean, again, longtime coach, some 50 years of coaching, Wade. Congratulations on that, and hope you find another opportunity to do it some more. And we thank you for your time, and we hope to talk soon.
You bet. 42 in the NFL, so.
Dang, not bad. Really not crazy. Bad at all. Yeah. Thanks, Wade.
Yeah, get the book and Twitter me on at Son of Bum.
Son of Bum on Twitter, and you can check him out there. Wade Phillips joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.